There goes the full-time whistle. Donegal are sitting top of Division 2 of the Alliance National Football League with a 117-14 point victory today. In the end, it's finished up in a 6-point win, but at times this game was being run very, very close. Patrick McBerty, who ended the game with 8 points, scored 5 of that 8 in the opening half as Donegal led by 9 points to 7, and Louth were very much in the tie. But the goal that came in this game, which was scored by Jack McKelvey 19 minutes into the second half, a high ball in, and Hugh McFadden, who wasn't long on the pitch, got a hand to it and passed it across the face of goal into Jack McKelvey, who flicked it into the back of the net, and that was the goal which put Donegal 5 in front, 112 to 10. It actually went out to a 6-point game before Louth brought it back to 4, but really, once that goal went in, there was only going to be one winner in this tie, and Donegal managed it well to see out the game. Patrick McBerty was exceptional today. Kieran Moore had a good game going forward. Yes, his marker, Sam Mulroy, may have scored 7 points today, but Moore was very good going forward. And listen, Martin, on reflection in this game, in patches it wasn't good, and in particular Donegal's passing and the final pass wasn't there in the first half, but they started to get things working a bit better in the second half, and listen, we're full merit off their 6-point win in the end.
Yeah, it's a good situation. Probably a game that was half time, there were a lot of questions asked of. You know, we delivered against Armagh last week, and you know, we could have won that match. Today it was a different question. From Louth, as you said before the game, have, you know, they're not being fair, the results they've got and everything else. So from Donegal's point of view, it's a good result, considering all the players you're missing, and particularly Brendan McColes, who's having a fabulous year in the full back line. Stephen Menaman didn't start from the last day. So an all-round good performance. Young lads getting a chance to play and picking up the 2 points you won your home games. Good record in Ballyshannon. It's good that it stays in Ballyshannon. At half-time it looked poorly. But a lot of mistakes, a lot of different things. But we came good in the end up, and we kept at it, and we played well in the second half against the Breeze. We got away with the mistakes. I think you probably hear that Jim had a good talk to them. If you're asking him questions, ask him what did he say in the dressing room at half time. I'd say he gave them a fair bollocking at half time in the dressing room, because it was a disappointing first half. You know,
well, they'll not point. Tell you, Martin.
No, they mightn't tell you, but I might tell you. You know, I definitely would say maybe the same thing against Armagh the last day. But look, it was no harm. Look, it's a good one. It's a good one, because considering all the players that's missing and everything else, you know, we have players to come back, and there's no point. We need a squad of players. So it's good to see Hugh McFadden coming on, made the goal. Jack McKelvey finished. That was the big score, really. It won the game for us. And, you know, good referee and good umpires to give the goal and everything else. So it's important. It's 2 good points. It's just 2 very, very good points, Oisín. And, you know, we have to say that we're happy. Well, and there was good performance. You said Paddy McBrady had a great day. And what I liked about Paddy McBrady today was the first half when we weren't going well. He kept us in the game and kept kicking scores. Oisín Gallen still finished the game with a lot of scores. You know, I mean, people might say giving out to him and everything else. But, you know, we expect a wild lot from him at times, maybe too much. You know, and Michael Langan had a good second half, came into the second half with Kieran Thompson, a better second half. Shane O'Donnell worked hard all through. So, you know, all through, Keelan McGonigal was good. You know, the half back line again did okay, especially the second half, played well. Ray McHugh, Keelan McGonigal, Patrick Morgan, and then Mark Corn was good. And Sean Patton still, hasn't conceded, give that extra. So, yeah, we have to say we go home happy. It's another 2 points. You're in a good position now, Osh.
Yeah, we're in a very good position. Mark, one thing to note is there was a lot of changes in the Donegal team, and you made reference to it in the first half. 5 of the 6 defenders, it's not their natural positions to be defenders.
Yeah, they're not natural defenders. The half-back line is probably playing the half-back line, but they do like attacking. But they've been good. It's the best part of our team probably this year has been their half-back line. So they got a good design. So we don't have sitting, and we're not. In fairness to Jim, he's pushing up and he's putting pressure on up the field. So we don't have players sitting, so it's more difficult. So let's give credit to them. Now, Sam Malloy is an exceptional player and will give bother to everybody. I thought Kieran Moore, you know, stayed at his task all day, worked really, really hard, and Kerry put him on the back foot the second half by going forward and everything, and Jack McKelvey ended up getting the goal. So yeah, you have to be happy, you know, with the second half performance. We dug deep, it didn't look good at half time, they were playing the Breeze and everything else, but fairness to Donegal, the second half performance, we had happy. Now we head to Carlow 2 weeks' time. They have a nice break, which is good, even try to get injured players back and everything else, Oisín. But, we look at the other results now. We've our 2 points got. Our man Fermanagh has a big game. Meath and Cavan drew last night. So maybe that draw last night was probably a reasonably good result. I think if you won one more game, you're going up, aren't you? Really?
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Okay. Martin McHugh, as always, many thanks. It's been another good day for Donegal in Division 2. They've maintained their push at the top of the table with a 6-point win. Once again, Patrick McBerty, I think he's getting man of the match. I've seen him going down the tunnel there. So looks like McBird is going to get the man of the match for his 8-point contribution today. Oisin Gallen scored 4. Jack McKelvey, well, he got that goal. He got a black card in the first half. Then he came onto the pitch in the second half and got that goal, which really was the foundation of this one for Donegal. Some of the other scorers, Shane O'Donnell chipped in with 2 points today. Michael Langan, Aaron Doherty, and Keelan McGonigal also getting on the score sheet. But Donegal's push at the top continues as they continue to chase promotion. It's getting very close. Final score here at Father Cherney Park in Ballyshannon. That winning record since 2010 remains intact here at the Ballyshannon venue as Donegal won through 117-14.